Hello, and thank you for listening to Why Pray. I am your host, Nisha, and on today's episode, we are learning and meditating on scriptures that can help us with that very, very scary thing called sin. We all know that saying, nobody's perfect. Think about the root of that statement for just a moment, and what we truly mean when we say to one another, you know, nobody's perfect. Typically, it is to make an excuse for doing something we feel less than perfect about. Sin can be a range of many things, but one thing is guaranteed. We all face it. We all need our spirits and minds to constantly be refreshed with knowing Jesus redeemed us, and to believe that he redeemed us so we can trust in him. And as we trust and believe in him, we need to do good by making future good decisions. Deuteronomy 30 and 15 says, "Listen closely. I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity." We do not always choose life, which is the sad part about sin. But we must remember the word of God can help us. Go to his throne and ask for pardon on behalf of Christ, which solidifies us in his sight as blood bought. We must believe we are redeemed. So let's just take a moment to inhale and exhale and say, thank you, Jesus. Let's take another moment to inhale deeply, exhale, and say, thank you, Jesus. In the book of Psalms, David has a prayer for pardon, and it is a great prayer for getting into a sincere place when we are approaching God with our prayer. First, we must acknowledge our sin, what it is that we've done, such as our evil deed, the sinful words that we speak or we have recently spoken, the sinful deeds that we do sometimes that we have forgotten, and even at times the improper thoughts that we have, and the things that our bodies have suffered from sin due to our own actions. Let's just take a moment to be honest and sincere right now about ourselves with God. It's okay. Take a moment to inhale exhale and say, thank you, Jesus. Again, it's okay. Come with honesty and sincerity right now, you and I, and let's take a deep breath in as we just be honest about the things that we've said, we've done, that are ungodly-like. Exhale. Saying, thank you, Jesus, for redeeming us. Sometimes, you know, we don't seek help to express these deep secrets due to the many different reasons, we bury our memories inside. We bury our bad deeds away and tell everyone about our good. But the bad deeds, they still exist. The dark memories, they do not fade. In the Word of God, David provides us a prayer blueprint to help us speak intimately with the Lord for pardon, for our soul's refreshment from sin, so that we can have a sincere moment of counsel with the Lord. The prayer comes from a sincere time in David's life when he sinned by committing adultery with Bathsheba. The scripture is Psalms 51. Let's begin refreshing our souls, saying with sincerity, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness and guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my transgressions, and I acknowledge them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak, and faultless in your judgment. I was brought forth in wickedness. In sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, and be satisfied. Let the bones which you have broken, oh, rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted and return to you. Rescue me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will sing joyfully of your righteousness and your justice. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. Wow. I don't know about you, but I know I needed that for all of my sin. I needed to just give him that praise, that worship. For this episode, this is the scripture that we're going to meditate on, Psalms 51. And in closing, I'm going to pray in Jesus' name for us and then give us a scripture to remember and meditate on also as we go about our day, something that we can just continuously remember as we're trying to make good steps in our walk in destiny, as we're trying to make better decisions. We know we won't be perfect. We have the potential to make many mistakes. We are at war with sin each and every day. And so this scripture helps us just remember when we were are in battle against sin. Isaiah 53:4-7 gives us remembrance of what Jesus has done, and that he's taken our sin, he's taken our sorrow, our pain, and that we can do better, and that we don't have to be a slave to sin. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we just come before you, thanking you for your blood, thanking you for your word, O God, that you've given us. You know all it is that we're facing, Lord, right now, all it is that we are hiding on the inside of us, all it is that we've chosen to lock away within the temples of our minds and in our hearts and keep away from ourselves and other people from knowing. Oh, you, God, unlock those doors within us. Bring us out of hiding. Take every and anything in us, Lord God, and make it for your glory. For you died for us. And we just worship and honor you and thank you for overcoming our sin. So that we don't have to feel ashamed for being led by our flesh in times where we are tempted. For we know our temptation does not come from you, O God. It is not you tempting us. We just thank you for giving us the strength, giving us the understanding and the wisdom to know that it is you working on the inside of us that can help us turn away from our sin. That it is you that who has redeemed us from our sin, even though we have moments and times where we still trespass. You still love us. You still haven't given up. And you never will. Help us grow closer to you, O God. Help us understand you have already defeated our sin so that we may turn away and do it no more. Help us turn away so we can do it no more and be not condemned. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our closing scripture for our hearts and souls that I really want to make sure we know to meditate on, because sin is such a huge thing, and the Holy Spirit will deliver us in different ways, but the sin is sin, and things just are what they are, and the repercussions and the effects that they have on us are like what science speaks about with cause and effect. Its effects do make you not feel good at all. And we can't do it all on our own. We need help. That's the only way that we're gonna not be depressed, not be anxious, because you start going back into your head about how worthless you are because of the things that you've done. But you're not worthless, and it's all because of Isaiah 53:4-7 says, but he has borne our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we assume that He was stricken, struck by God and degraded and humiliated, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness. The punishment for our well-being fell on him, and by his stripes we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We have all turned each one to his own way. But the Lord has caused the wickedness of all to fall on him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before her shears, so he did not open his mouth. Before we end, just take a moment to let that marinate and inhale. Exhale and say, thank you, Jesus.